Thank you, Pastor Ron. Good morning, church.
Good morning.
Good morning, Assembly of God. It's an honor to be here this morning with you. It's a privilege to stand before you. As Pastor Ron was saying, it's you know, my wife and I have been serving the Lord for 35 years. And my wife and I will be celebrating 35 years of blessed marriage from August 30th. I say that because it takes two to make one. And so it is, like Pastor Ron was saying, a journey that we have been on. And there are times and seasons in our journey where we sometimes scratch our head and say, God, are you there? But the word of the Lord tells us to keep on, persevere. And that's what we've been doing. My son is here, Micah. He is, I'm so proud of him. He served 5 years in the Navy as a corpsman. And he just finished Firefighter 2. And just a fantastic accomplishment. My wife and I are just elated. Every time we pray for our kids, we just are amazed on how God has taken care of them. Because we have made a commitment to entrust them into the Father of fathers. And He can do a way better job than we can on earth. And that is the commitment we've made. God, you're seeing our son over Jacksonville. You're seeing our daughter over Australia. And I want to encourage you today as families that God is able to oversee your children regardless of where they are. And we have been praying in this church with conviction and commitment and perseverance that the prodigal sons are coming back home. Because that's what the word of the Lord says. And we lift up the word to the Lord and say, God, you promised, and we remind you of your promises. And He's faithful to fulfill His promises in due season. Let us not be weary, but in due season we shall reap the reward of our prayers and intercession. Because God does take account of you in your prayer closet. He does see you crying in the wee hours. So, I've been charged today to share with you on the four E's. But before we get into that, thank you, Chris, for giving me a piggyback on what you were saying on your announcements today. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 18. Do you have that, Chris? Thank you very much. This charge I commit to you, son Timothy, according to the prophecies previously made concerning you, that by them you may wage a good warfare. Now, there's a reason I'm bringing this up. This is before. I just sensed the Lord wanted me to bring this up this morning to encourage you and to charge you to remember what the Lord has said over you and to you whenever that was through prophecy. Now, there's a reason God spoke to you at that time. And it wasn't for you, like some of us take books, we buy them and we put them on the shelf and let them collect dust. No, that word is speaking about a future that God has spoken to you back then. And now when God speaks to us through the prophetic, through prophecies, is because it's uniquely for you. And so Paul is telling Timothy here, remember the prophecies. Remember the prophecies and use them to wage warfare. And that word warfare in the Greek speaks of strategies. Because God has a strategy for you to how to use your prophecy. Because it's a unique word for a unique person with unique strategies and unique results. Because that's who we serve. We serve a God that uniquely is madly in love with each and every one of us. And when he speaks to us, it's because it is just for you.
Yes.
And he gives you his attention. So I want to charge you, because some of you in this place have received prophetic words in this house from Pastor John back in February. And then he came back and he gave some prophetic words. Amen. And I just wanted to remind you again that it's not if you want it. You must have that MP3. You must have that CD. If anything, today, put your name on that sheet and have Chris send you the MP3 about the word that God has given you. I have listened to the word in February about 12 times. Why? Because I want it in me. I want it in the very marrow of my bone, the very center. I want it to consume me, and I want that to draw me to God and remind me of what he said. And this is a privilege. This is what we have. God speaking to us. It's just fantastic. It's powerful. And you know what? God says with those words, you can do warfare against the enemy. Anybody listening to me? It's pretty quiet out there. What's going on? Pastor Ron, what's going on here? Okay, thank you. I hope I'm connecting with you. Because I feel like the Spirit of the Lord is saying that to the body today. The Spirit of the Lord is wanting to connect what the Father has said to you and say, remember what I have said to you. And remind the enemy. So listen, when you get the word and you play it in your car, you play the CD at home, don't stop listening to it. Because there's very important turns. There's very important timing things in that.
Amen.
Yeah. And each time you listen to it, it's like the Spirit of the Lord is, stop! Listen, I'm saying something here. And then you process it. And you allow that word to sink in your spirit. And your spirit man then is nourished. And you begin to see what was once someone of a small stature is now medium. And you listen to it again. And then now it's like I'm large. And all of a sudden I'm extra large. Double X, triple X, quadruple X. I'm such a big man. I'm bigger than Goliath.
Amen.
And that's what happens when you listen to the word over and over. Your inner man gets bigger, bigger, bigger. And all of a sudden, the scripture that comes to my mind is, faith cometh by hearing the word of the Lord. And all of a sudden, I become a man and woman of faith, of immense and enormous faith, that I'll look at that mountain and I said, you're mine. And all of a sudden, the spirit of Caleb comes on you.
Right.
You're mine, and I'm going to take you today.
Yeah, right.
Oh, man, I better get back to this. Sorry, Pastor Ron. I have been charged to share on the four E's. But I love the prophetic.
Yeah.
I'm going to come back to the four E's. But here's Pastor. Get up. Come on. Go. Get up. I'm on a time schedule. What do I got? Till 1 o'clock? Everybody's agreeing with that, Pastor. We don't have any light up here. Okay. All right. Good. I don't have my glasses, so pray for me right now. I'm just going through. And actually, I color-coded it for that reason, so I can see where I'm going. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, please. For we are God's handiwork or workmanship, in some of the other versions, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. That word advance, that's what we're using. That's our theme. This is a season of advancement for this assembly of believers. We are believing that God has called us at this time to advance. And as Pastor Ron was talking about, we're having vision, purpose, mission. We have values. We are at this time putting together a plan of action that will allow us to advance into territories. You got to get the picture here that when Paul was writing about this, he's talking about territorial advancement. We are capturing, we are conquering, because God said, that's yours.
Amen.
And so where are we getting our assignment from? Where are we getting our orders from? Yes, sir. My brother Mark back there, soldier, thank you for serving in our military. Anyone else? Veterans here. Can I see any hands of veterans? Thank you for serving. God bless you. You understand military techniques, military tactics.
Yes.
You understand military strategy.
Yes.
And so when Paul's talking about advance, the man is about warfare. He's about battle.
Amen.
He's talking to Timothy. Take those prophecies and do warfare.
Yes.
And so we have a tremendous word here that is reminding us that God has thought about you way back in advance for you to do those good works.
Right.
He hasn't forgot about you. So if you're sitting there wondering, man, I don't know what's going on in my life. I don't know where I'm going. I don't know what I'm doing. Today, I believe that little light in that stove of yours is going to ignite that pile of light, and God saying, time to raise up the heat in your oven. Because I want to bake something in you, and that's going to be a good thing.
Amen.
Man, I'm getting hungry with that. Shouldn't have said that. Anybody bring a muffin or a granola bar? Our church mission, all of us should know that. Can we all say that together? One, two, three.
We exist to produce disciples of Jesus Christ.
Can we say that again?
We exist to produce disciples of Jesus Christ.
One more time, because that sounded good.
We exist to produce disciples of Jesus Christ.
Man, that's a fantastic mission.
Amen.
And the reason that's a fantastic mission is because we serve a fantastic leader.
Amen.
He's the one that gave it to us.
Yes.
So, the four E's. Actually, can we put up Matthew 28, 18 through 20? Because these are the last words of Jesus Christ to the church. And Jesus came and spoke to them and said, all authority has been given to me in heaven and earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Necessary ending for a new beginning. I want you to remember that, because that's something that we will say over and over. Necessary ending for a new beginning. And that's what Jesus Christ did when he said those last words.
Right.
I am coming to an end of my ministry on earth. But guess what, guys? You get to run with it.
Amen.
This is exciting.
Yeah.
Amen.
I started it. I'm giving you vision, passion. I'm even going to send someone that you don't know yet. But when he comes, watch out. Dunamis power, like Pastor Ben talked about last week. You haven't seen anything yet. So that's what Jesus said in Matthew 28, 18 through 20. Last words, necessary ending. He had to go. But guess what? That allowed a new beginning. The birth of the church of Jesus Christ on earth. Gosh, that's exciting, man. Listen, when my daughter was born, I know my son's here, but I got to talk about my daughter first. Because she came first, then he came. So you got to talk first. What's first is first. So guess what? Bless my wife. She is such a strong woman. I'm telling you, she's strong. Ron, you think your name is in strong. Debbie's name is in that strong. I'm amazed at her stamina and her endurance because she goes out there to beach volleyball. And, you know, she's only 35 years old and she's putting all these young guys to shame. 2 hours later, they're like, okay, I'm done. Debbie's like, no, I got about two more in me. Where are you all going? She's phenomenal. Still run, still bike, still this, still that. Ron, I can't keep up with that. I just want to walk with you maybe a little bit, you know? Can we go to Titus and sit down and talk? That's a really good position to be in, sitting down and talking. We've gone on nature trails, and I'm sorry, this is a little side bit here, but I have wondered at times, what did I get myself into? I can't get out of this. There's no side trails. I can't go back because I don't know where we started from. All I know is this trail has an end in her mind, and my mind is, I want it to end right now. And so I'm asking, I'm like, how many more? She's got, oh, it's right up here. Man, it's not right up there. It's another mile or two. And I'm just praying, God, give me strength right here, right here, right here. I just love my wife. So we get to the car, and I'm like, thank you, Jesus. First thing I go for is a Powerade water. And she's like, how you doing? I said, I'm feeling great. No, I am not, but I'm not going to tell you that. You guys know what I'm talking about. There's certain things you can share and certain things you don't want to share for the sake of peace and unity. Okay, moving forward. Ephesians 4:12 strategy. Now, every nation has birthed a vision for discipleship. We went to the conference and we had a great time. That was the first time we went to Every Nation Conference. It was fantastic. And Ephesians 4:11-12 is what this strategy is based on. And he himself, Jesus Christ, gave some to be apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers for the equipping of the saints for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. And this is where we're building our discipleship path.
Amen.
This scripture, one of the most powerful books in the New Testament, it talks about the church. It talks about the gifts that God gave the church. Fivefold ministry, apostolic. And this is where the anointing flows from, the power flows from, and flows through. And God has given these five roles, five leadership roles, five pillars, the responsibility to equip. And so this is the job of this church and every church on earth that confess Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior is, number one, to equip for the edifying. So we got to have one before the other. But before we even do that, we got to do something else that's very important. And the first E is?
Evangelize.
That is correct. So Matthew chapter 10, verse 7, we find that Jesus says, as you go, preach. Okay? Now that's very important because that's progressive tense. It's not a one-time event. It's not a one-time experience. It's as you go. In other words, as your life is moving on this earth, remember that you have a responsibility as to your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And that is, preach the gospel that changed your life. Can you put that up, please? The gospel is the new good news that God became man in Jesus Christ. He lived the life we should have lived and died the death we should have died in our place. 3 days later, thank God for those 3 days. He rose from the dead, proving he is the Son of God, and offering the gift of salvation and forgiveness of sins to anyone who repents and believes in him. Now, that was presented to us at the conference. I love it. And we are going to put this in the business card form, and we're going to make sure you get this, because this is very simply the gospel.
That's right.
And it's just that big. You can carry that with you. I want to encourage you to write this down, put it on your fridge, put it in your car. Use it to evangelize your neighbor, your family. You know, this is simply the good news. God sent his son, Jesus Christ. And so, you know, we have Pastor Ben here. He gave a one-to-one evangelistic training. And like Pastor Ron said, teaching and training is what we want to do in evangelism. Because that is the first encounter we have with the world. We encounter the world, and like Jesus says, as you go, preach that the kingdom of heaven is here now. And so this is our charge, to evangelize. Paul spoke to Timothy and said, we're all evangelists. Do the work of an evangelist. And so we have a calling on our lives to be an evangelist. Like some of us think, an evangelist? I mean, you mean to tell me I got to get up here with a mic? No. As you go during your day at work, in your neighborhood, a store, workout places, wherever you find someone, the Bible says we are to preach.
Amen.
We're to share the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen?
Now, there are some tools that we are going to use. Some of you have already seen it. This is the one-to-one. Now, one of the interesting things about, how many contractors do I have here? General contractors, builders, construction builders? Do I have anybody? Nobody here builds? Okay. Well, let me tell you a story about something I built. Okay? One morning, some guy came through my neighborhood and just creamed my mailbox. Creamed it. 2 o'clock in the morning, Pastor Ron, I hear this ding dong. 2 o'clock in the morning, who could that be? Open it up, the guy's drunk. He came to me and says, I'm so sorry. I'm like, what? I ran over your mailbox. I looked at it and it's all sprawled out on the street. I'm like, where's your car? Oh, it's up the road here. Where do you live? I live right up here. I'm so sorry. I'll pick it up. You know, I told him, no, you're not going to do that. I said, we just got to report it to the police. He gave me his license and everything like that. And so I'm trying to figure out, okay, what to do. My daughter Candace was with us, and she was up that time. And she saw the whole thing, and so she and I started picking everything up, and we just put it in a pile, cleaned everything up, and my mailbox was gone. And I'm like, wow, that was a nice-looking mailbox. I painted it. It looked really nice. I took pride in that work, Ron. And then someone just came and just creamed it. Gone. I had a few things sticking out. And if you pass by my house, they are still sticking out. Because the guy that's coming to redo it, I want him to see how the foundation is. Because that's how we build, from the foundation up. And you got to have the tools. So then what I did was I said, I can't wait. We just missed the day of mail. I got to go into action. So I put on my hard hat and I figured, you know what? I've got to build something in the meantime. I said, I got a piece of post in there. The mailbox still looks good. It wasn't mangled or anything like that. I got black paint. I got white paint. I can make a base. I can screw it from the sides. And then lo and behold, I got my mailbox up. So I go in the house. I'm just full of excitement. I just accomplished something. I built something from the ground up. But I thought first, what tools do I need? I went into my shed. I said, okay, I need a saw. I need a drill. I need some screws. I need some paint. I need a post. I have to also have a post hole digger. So I went down there. And for those of you that don't know, if you ever do this, you got to know what the U.S. federal code is for post office boxes. 40 to 41 inches from the top of the curb. How do I know that? I had to put them up in some of my bank locations. So that knowledge came back to me. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
So God gives us knowledge and experiences for what? Later on, God says, it's time for you to build something.
Hallelujah.
Go into the shed and start thinking about what you need. Well, the shed here is some of these tools. We want to build way better looking post boxes, post office, what did it call my, what? Thank you, mailboxes than what I did. And listen, man, I took pride in that. I had glossy black. I rolled the white. Man, I sunk it down. No cement, by the way. Put some blocks of rock around it. Listen, the very thing that the enemy came and destroyed, I used to build a new post office. A mailbox. Man, I'm getting excited about that mailbox. I don't think I want that guy to come. I'm going to leave it there. This is a tool we use. One-to-one at go-to church. Some of you have used it, and this is what we're going to continue to do, to use and build believers, and we'll charge those, and we're going to meet with each individual sharing this 12 foundation truths in here. Amen? Also, part of the evangelism, Pastor Rice Brooks was here a few years back, and he shared on the God test. And so this was something he handed out, something I picked up, 10 questions on each side of the fence. But he also encouraged us at the conference, and I think Pastor Ben did too, there's an app. And I encourage you to go online and pull up the app. And this is a fantastic tool to evangelize. And so once again, tools to evangelize. In the past, they used to hand out these things called four spiritual laws. Have you ever seen one of these? Use these? Okay. So some of them are still being used. Chick tracks. If you got anything like that, there's nothing wrong with handing them out and just sharing with them what is the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
You know, part of our values are all wrapped up in the four E's. You know, when we go and evangelize somebody, the one thing, and this is the one thing that you need to be praying about when you do approach someone is, God, I want them to experience the presence of God.
Yeah. Yeah.
The aroma of God, the sweet aroma of God. And that's one of our values, the presence of God.
Yeah.
It's the one thing we pray about here, the presence of God. We want the presence of God. Because God has called us to be a kingdom presence assembly wherever we go. As you go, preach, the kingdom of God is here, it's near, it's here with me and you as we share the gospel. So you go with that authority and that power. The second E is established. Now, establish is simply, basically, building something that will endure.
Right.
We have four areas that we want the church and every individual in this church to be established in. The first is in their faith.
Yes.
That's very important. And as I said earlier, and I want to say something, because Friday night the Lord just ministered to me one time about how does faith come? Faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. You don't pray for faith. You read the word. You want faith? Read the word. Open the Bible and start reading. You ask the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, help me to grow in faith as I hear the word of the Lord. One of the things I used to do is read the Bible out loud. I still do. I hear my wife in the other room sometimes reading it out loud. It's great practice. Read it out loud. Read it. Read it out loud. Allow the word to get in you, because what we are looking for in the future, Pastor Ron, is a faith-based people that will believe in a faith-moving God. Yes. Come on now. Get excited. I'm about to do a cartwheel here in a minute. Woo. I probably won't make it, so anybody ready to pray for healing, I'll accept it. wasn't good in gymnastics, so I'm not even going to do that.
Good.
Colossians chapter 2, verse 6 and 7 says, "And you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving."
Amen.
Okay. I'm giving you scriptures, and my charge to you is go home and study the Word.
Amen.
Get in the Word.
Yeah.
Get rooted. Get grounded. There's another verse, that version that says grounded.
Yeah.
Get rooted and grounded. Go deep.
Yes.
You know, going back to that mailbox, that ground could be hard.
That's right.
What's going to soften that ground? Man, that's good. You're fast. H2O. Get the hose. Soak it. Soak it.
That's good.
Wait. Soak it. Wait. It gets soft enough, I can get my post hole digger. Wham! Man, I am accomplishing something now. Do not toil in your own strength to accomplish what God is calling you to do.
Yes.
Wait on the Lord.
Yeah.
Allow the water of His Word to soak and saturate your foundation. When it is soft enough, God will say, "Okay, now it's time to dig, get rooted, and grounded." But don't give up. Don't be dismayed. Don't allow the elements outside of you to dictate what God has charged you inside.
Yes.
Persevere. Look at the vision. I am building a mailbox. That's the vision.
Yes.
What are we building here? We're building leaders that are going to get the lost saved, taught, trained, and become leaders again.
Yes.
It is a vicious cycle.
Amen.
And I tell you, the enemy does not like what we're doing here.
Amen.
He is going to do everything he can to stop it.
Yes.
But greater is He who's in us than He who's in this world.
Amen.
We have got to believe that.
Amen.
Established in the faith. The purple book. Is that right? Thank you. No, it's not. I'm getting ahead. I'm getting ahead. We are going to be doing something exciting. Oh my gosh. We're going to be doing something exciting. Can you two come up here, please? I just got to do this. I'm sorry. Come on, right here in the front, right here. They didn't know this. I love to surprise people like that. They have no idea what's going to happen. They think they're going to get flowers, a card, a cake. No, not any of that. That passed. And she already reminded you of that. Puerto Ricans have no problem being straightforward. They shoot straight. You should know that. This couple just came back from vacation. It's a time of rest. It's a time to recharge. I just see that God is saying, "Thank you for being faithful."
Yes.
"Thank you for not giving up."
Yes.
Because God is bringing to you individuals that you know not of, but they are very equipped, they are very established, they are very, very hungry to be empowered to run with the vision. People of kindred spirit, I'm looking at your heart, and that's what I see, heartbeats. They're coming, and they're going to say, "I want to be a part of that heartbeat." How many of you have EKG? As the beat of this heart goes, so does God bring others to make that beat louder and stronger. And it will be heard, because the heart The heartbeat is about sound waves. And when you hear the heartbeat, it releases sounds of what? Yeah. Life!
Yes.
Sounds of life in this heart! The blockages are over. God says it is will be cleared. Every chamber of your heart is very important and serves a purpose for the flow to every part of your body from head to toe. You got to have every part working. There can't be any blockages. It's called bypass surgery. God is not going to bypass this. He's going straight with it. And so you think you've sown all those years and it's gone for nothing? Absolutely not. I have remembered, I have seen, and I do remember that it's time to bring a reward and recompense for the work that you've sown. And the reward and recompense I'm going to do is I'm going to bring people of kindred spirit with a heartbeat that will join you and your beloved wife because I see you as one.
Amen.
The passion in you,
yes.
It just bubbling. And you're at the... No, I'm talking about you too. Don't look at him. It's not a coincidence this man has come, and it's not a coincidence she came. Come on, church. We have got to get excited about what God is doing. God opened our eyes to show us what God is bringing to our place. We're on the campuses. We're going into the Capitol. Come on, Pastor. We're going into the Capitol. We've been there. And God is opening up a door because he's bringing us keys to open doors. And God is going to make you a key master. You are going to be making keys. In the Matrix, there was a key master. He was making tons of keys. For what? To open doors. And God is saying that he's going to use you to be a duplicator of master keys. You're going to hand them out and say, now there's a door, go open it. When you open it, it's like, oh my goodness, I didn't even know this was behind the door. That's how fascinating God is. Establishing us in the faith. Because that's what it will do. And that's what we need. Father, thank you. Stretch your hands, please. Thank you for this couple. The best is yet to come.
Yes.
God is saying to you that you have not been forsaken. You have not been forgotten.
Yes.
He is sending reinforcements. He's mobilizing an army
yes.
that you know not of. But when they do come, you will praise me and you will worship me because I'm the God of the army of angels in heaven.
Yes. Yes.
And they're coming in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you. Thank you. What I was saying was that the church is going to start doing victory weekends. Victory weekends. It's a great time of getting along with God, and we're going to be talking more about that. And so as I share these things with you, and I really believe God is just increasing that interest in you and saying, I want to know a little bit more about that. How do I do that? We invite you after service to be a part of our extended leaders meeting. And that's where we're going to be diving into these tools, teaching and training you and equipping you. Established in the Word. This next one is just exciting. I'm just running out of time. Can you believe that? And I was just getting started in prayer. God wants to establish us in prayer. You see that board over there? That's a prayer board. And I thank you and I thank everyone that has put prayer requests up there. And like I said weeks ago, I guarantee you that those requests will be prayed twice a week. If not during the prayer closet times of each individual. We take those prayers Wednesday afternoon, 1 o'clock. We meet in Generation Room. Friday, 7 o'clock, they're right here. They're all laid out. And people come in, they pick them up, and they're walking, and they're praying for these individuals. We are soaking these individual prayer requests because there's one word that keeps motivating us and charging us, and that is, we believe in the power of prayer.
Amen.
We believe in the power of the agreeing prayer. God help us to believe. Listen, when you write a prayer request up there, you have got to believe that God is going to have someone praying for that. That's what I want you to know. I want you to have that in you. I'm not writing that up there just to get exercise in my arm. I want to write it because Mike told me they're going to be praying for me. They're going to pray for my son, my daughter, my brother-in-law, my sister-in-law, whoever it is and whatever the circumstance is. Our God is able to answer and deliver. Prayer. This Friday night, it wasn't about prayer. Oh my God, have mercy on this place. My wife had a fantastic idea. Pastor Ron and I were talking about how do we continue to fight. Because this is how we fight our battles.
Yeah.
And we put it into practice on Friday.
Yeah.
I mean, for those of you that were there, you had a great workout. Ed Kimball's got the film. He's just got to get viral with it. Anybody want to see it, you can just go attack him. This man right here, Jim Halter, you don't think that guy can dance? You need to see the video. That guy was dancing. It reminds me of 2 Samuel chapter 6, David bringing back the ark. And he danced with all his might. And Friday, we danced with all our might. We praised our God. Ron, like I told you on the phone, she got the idea of praise, I got the idea of scriptures, and between songs, we started reading songs out loud into the heavens. Because it's not about the act of praise. It's not about the act of prayer. It's not even about the place. It's about Him. It's about Him. When we pray, when we get established in prayer, it's not the act of prayer. It's when you meet Him, your life is changed.
Yes.
And praise, Corey, brings down the walls.
Yes.
We're a people of action. Just talk to my wife. You prophesied that over us. I see you people are people of activity, action. How do I know that? I've listened to that word 12 times. God is calling us to action.
Yes.
Hold the line. Shields up. How many of you are doing prayer walks? Come on now. We did that here.
Yeah, we did.
Pastor Ron, I cleared a path over there. I felt like a Portland trailblazer. I got my clippers, man, mosquitoes all over. I said, no, this is because we want to walk around this building. There's a purpose for this. That wasn't exercise, Ben. It wasn't. I was getting eaten up. It was hot. My shirt was drenched. But every sweat, every one of those drops, I said, God, we're going to walk around this building. We're going to claim this building. Because we believe that as we pray, we get established in prayer. And there's power in prayer. Established in the church. We have also a book, Spiritual Family. And this is what we use to establish the church. Hebrews 10:25 says that forsake not the gathering of the saints. Why? As a manner of some, but exhorting one another, and do So much the more as you see the day approaching. We have preparation to do as a body because Jesus is coming back. That's our motivation. Why do we gather? We're preparing ourselves for the bridegroom. The third E is equip. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 11. We just spoke about that. That we have been called to equip the saints for the work of the ministry. And this is what we will be doing going forward. We have been charged to equip you. You come to the shed, we're going to give you a sharp tool. Because that's what it's going to take to get the job done right.
Amen.
And we're going to have classes to do that.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
And the book that we use is Making Disciples.
Yes.
This is what we're going to be using. Making disciples.
Yes.
Equipping every believer.
Yes.
To be a minister. Every member,
right,
a minister. Amen?
Amen?
Say it with me. I'm a minister. I'm a member.
And a minister.
The last one is empower.
Right.
The strategy is built on the following four E's: evangelize, establish, equip, and empower.
Yeah.
Everybody loves that part. And in Luke chapter 9, verse 1 and 6, it says that he decided to call his 12 and he gave them power and authority over the enemy. I'm not going to read it all. They went out. Corey, they went out empowered. Empowered.
That's right.
Not something that was given to them to carry. It was in them to walk in.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Not something you're carrying. Man, I just want to get into some other stuff and I can't, Ron. It's like, don't do it. Don't do it. I'm trying to be obedient. Will you forgive me if I go over a minute? Empower means to give official authority or legal power to enable, to authorize.
Right.
And God has called us to be his ambassadors, Diana. Rico is crazy. Don't get close to this guy. You should have seen him dancing. He was up there just claiming everything. He was just up there claiming. Ron, it's just good to see people dancing, singing, shouting. We had banners. We had scarves. Ed got it all. And we're not going to do that just one time. We're going to do that again. And I invite everyone to come out. We had a... Rebecca! You should have seen Rebecca! Ben?
Yeah.
We'll keep it there. But she... Part of the train, man! Part of the train, man! There's nothing like when people can rejoice.
Yes.
They forget about everything. I don't care who's watching. David says, I don't care. I'm in love with him. This is for him. When you get to that place, watch out. And you get a number of people doing that train, that locomotive starts picking up some steam and the tracks just keep getting laid down because that's what the Holy Spirit wants to do. He wants to lay the tracks down and say, come on, come on, here's some more tracks, keep coming. Power. And I'm telling you, the manifestation of the thing is yet to be seen. Christ has called us to be his disciples and make disciples.
Yes.
And I want to end with this verse. Because Jesus Christ said in Matthew 28, he says, therefore go and make disciples in all the world. Right? That was his last words.
Yes.
And I said, necessary ending to a new beginning. Had to happen. Happened. But all of that does not trump Matthew 22:37-39. This is the core. This is our motivation. Steve Merle said it right in the conference. He said, we can do it all. We can be good at it. But if there's one thing you've got to be good at, you've got to be intimately in love with him.
Yes.
no other love. You shall have no other gods before me. God is jealous, and he is madly in love with each and every one of us. And he wants us to reciprocate that love the best way you can. David danced with all his might. I want you to stop and think about that, because he was king at that time. What does a king look like dancing like that? His wife even shamed him. And he says, you have no idea. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He's the God of this covenant. I'm madly in love with him. I'm bringing his presence. And listen, that's what we want. That's our first value here. We want God's presence, Diana. Do you have any idea what's going on when you get up there and sing and when you share the word? Breaking bread. That smells good. My wife and I, when we were in Bolivia, they make that bread. It just brings us out of the room. Clay. Right? Babe, it's time. They're cooking that bread. Let's go. That's not all. They would put the sugar on top of it. Makes me want to go back. But you know what? God is making new bread here. And as we break it, it's going to draw people. Where's that? That's just not any typical bread. That's specially made bread from the oven of heaven. Why? Some people have got my attention down there. Those prayers are coming up. Those intercessions are coming up. People are fasting. I want to share my bread with them, and that bread will give them strength to go on. And this is the empowerment we need, Corey. It's that fresh bread to give us strength and stamina to go on. But it all comes to, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind. This is the first and great commandment. The second is just as important. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. And this is our charge. And this is what God is calling us to do. And I'm excited because we are beginning to see people respond. We had the largest extended leaders meeting last week. We had over 40 people attend. It's okay, you can clap. Jesus' greatest commandment generates motivation to walk in obedience to the Great Commission. I'm going to repeat that again. Jesus' greatest commandment generates motivation to walk in obedience to the Great Commission. I want to end with this quote, and then I'll pray. We've been talking about discipleship, the importance of discipleship, the four E's, the four F's. Next, we're going to be talking about five C's. You guys are going to love numbers and letters. I mean, Pastor Ron loves all these numbers and letters. Ben does too. And so do I. Discipleship isn't a program or an event. It's a way of life. It's not for a limited time, but for our whole life. Discipleship isn't for beginners alone. It's for all believers for every day of their life. Discipleship isn't just one of the things the church does. It is what the church exists for. Jesus has charged us. Therefore, go ye and make disciples. And as you preach, bringing the lost to Jesus, it's the church's leadership responsibility to establish them, to equip them, and empower them. But if there's one thing that I want to charge you today with is, do not forget your first love. Because that's where it all stems from. Father, I thank you for this morning. I thank you, God. For the level of commitment that is arising in this place. I see the level rising in this place. There is commitment. There is excitement. I thank you for it, God. And Father, this morning, I just thank you for the word that's going forth. This strategy of discipleship. I thank you for the soil of everyone's heart. And I believe that you award them. In the name of Jesus. Is there anyone here? Open eyes. Open ears. Anyone here needs to give their life to Jesus? Because that's the first step. Anyone here? Just raise your hand. Okay. Thank you. I would like you, those who have seen her hand up, I want you to minister to her, okay? And this is there anyone else? Anyone else? Come on, this is your time. This is a time to come to Jesus. Come on up. Can you come up? Come on up. We're going to pray for her. Ben, come on up with me, Ben. Now, this young lady wants to give her life to Jesus. Come on up. Come on up. This young lady wants to give her life to Jesus. Come on up. God bless you. Welcome, welcome. Just stand right here with Pastor Ben. Come on. Now, second request, some of us may be not as strong in our walk as we would like us to be, or at this time. And I want to give you the opportunity to come up this morning also, to receive prayer with love. If that's you, just lift up your hand. Come on. If you need us to pray for you, pray with you, just lift up your hands. Have to be ashamed nor embarrassed. We're here. We're family. We love you.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
Courage takes courage to come up.
Yes.
Okay, she's making a public confession.
Yes.
One more time. Is there anybody that would like to just say, Lord, I want more. I want to be established more. I want to be equipped more. I want to be empowered more. If that's you, come on up. I'm sorry. I guess I could have just skipped every 4E and just went right to this. Because this is the most important part of the service. Anybody else? Come on. There's no rush. There's no rush. Hallelujah. Last chance. Anybody else? This is a very defining moment in people's lives. It's very important. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for these souls. Thank you, Jesus, for these souls. Thank you, Jesus, for these souls. Pastor Ron, please, can you pray for these individuals?
Yes. Lord, we just thank you for the message this morning. And Lord, I just thank you. This is what it's all about, Lord, to see people come to know you as their Lord and Savior. Lord, we want in our time here on earth to see, Lord, hell more emptied and heaven more full because of how we loved you and served you and, Lord, fulfilled your great commission to make disciples, Lord. So we thank you for this wonderful young lady making a commitment to you as her Lord and Savior. Lord, we thank you for this wonderful young lady, Lord, just making a commitment to be empowered to walk with you. And Lord, we just thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Can we give the Lord a hand clap for praise?